This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What is... Dax, are you...
tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Sports Radio 610 presents live from West Palm Beach. Thanks to Academy Sports and Outdoors and Exclusive Furniture. Here's Payne and Pendergast.
All right, Payne and Pendergast with you. We are live in West Palm Beach. Big thanks to Exclusive Furniture and Academy Sports and Outdoors for sending us here. We will be at the ballpark today. Astros and Nationals. We get to see get our first look at Framber, where he will either pitch two innings of outstanding baseball, and we'll go vintage Framber, he'll pitch two poor innings, and we will say he must be working on some things.
Oh, that's right. Yes. Oh, he was working.
I was going to say bad Framber. No, bad Framber doesn't exist.
Wisniewski was working on his curveball.
That's right.
No, yeah. Wisniewski? Yeah, that was Wisniewski. Was working on his curveball.
Yeah. And he thought it looked pretty good. He said
he did. Yeah,
a little braggadocious.
But is that something? It is because it's not. Sometimes it's an excuse, but more times than not in spring training, they're going to go out and they're going to throw the same pitch a bunch of times in the same inning.
Yeah.
And if it gets hit, it gets hit. They're more worried about the shape of it and all of that and the location and everything else.
That's why Cam Smith's home run, the first one, counts for more because it was the first pitch he swung at.
That's right.
It wasn't like it was some pitcher who was going curveball, 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 like working on something.
Yeah.
First pitch. Boom.
So they play the Nationals today. So this is basically a rematch of the World Series is the way I'm looking at
it. Yes. 5 years ago, yes.
You know who's the sideline reporter, at least during spring training, I saw for the Washington Nationals is Kennedy Smith, Patty Smith's daughter.
Yeah, I saw that.
So I don't know if it's a full-time gig or not, but hopefully we'll see her today.
She's good at what she does, man. She's an up-and-comer for sure. One bold move for each NFL team. When I first saw this article, I'm like, they're not doing this, the Texans, this move. And I've been steadfast against this particular move because it gets suggested by a lot of people.
Yeah.
However, I did some thinking over the weekend, Seth, about this.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, you know what, though? This is a lot like a situation that Nick Caserio was himself somewhat involved in New England. And I'll explain in a second. But here's the move first. Aaron Schatz.
Deflategate?
Aaron Schatz. No, it's not Deflategate.
Is it Spygate?
It's not. It's none of the gates.
Oh,
yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
It's jiu-jitsu instructor stuff?
It's not. Nothing like that I know of. No. The one big move, Aaron Schatz, who writes for ESPN, I believe he used to write for Football Outsiders back in the day, has one big move, bold move that each team should make. And this would be a bold move for sure. Texans trade for Garrett Wilson.
Ooh!
We know Garrett Wilson wants out of New York.
Can't imagine why.
Clearly unhappy. Mm-hmm. He's a very talented young wide receiver. Three straight 1,000-yard seasons with very, very janky quarterback situations.
Yeah.
He's had three straight.
He's like DeAndre Hopkins before Deshaun showed up.
Yeah, a little bit. He won Offensive Rookie of the Year with Zach Wilson as his quarterback.
Yeah.
As a wide receiver. So he's a good player. And we saw it in the Texans game. He had two spectacular touchdown catches in that game. The one-handed catch on the crosser over the middle that he took to the house. And then the catch in the back of the end zone where he got the shin down.
Oh, that's right.
Going against Kamari Lassiter on that play.
Yeah, that was a replay that you just couldn't even – you couldn't argue against it. Like, yep, that's all shin. Yep.
He's incredibly talented.
Yeah.
So he's really good. Schatz says they should trade for him. The Texans can't be sure whether Tank Dell's knee will be healthy next season. Fair. And Stephon Diggs is a free agent. True. Other teams have had a ton of success recruiting college teammates.
Yeah.
Of their reuniting college teammates, such as Joe Burrow and Ja'Marr Chase, Tua Tagovailoa and Jaylen Waddle. Why not do the same thing in Houston with Stroud and Garrett Wilson? The 25th pick and a day two pick next year should get this trade done.
Okay, now, two questions. Yeah. One, don't they already have the college reunification in Cade Stover? So check that box
off. They have a college reunification, yes.
That's this is a different level of college reunification.
Yeah.
So, it's intriguing. There's a part of me that I just... like one of our texters said the other day, and he went a little too far with it, but the basic thing is you don't have to have two A-plus receivers to have a good offense.
You don't. You know,
and they already have one A-plus receiver in Nico Collins. So trading away a 25th overall pick that you've got a good chance of getting a really good player who's going to be cost-controlled for 4 years at the expense of bringing in, yes, a very, very good wide receiver, but you're also – if it works out, you're going to have to pay him sometime in the next 2 years.
Ah, not so fast, my friend. Let me bring up an example of something that happened.
He's going into his fourth year, right?
Yes, he is. He's going into his fourth year. And so if they traded for him, they'd probably immediately say, we're doing the fifth-year option also.
Because you
decide that after year three. So you got control over him for two more years. In New England, the Patriots in 2017 traded for Brandon Cooks, who was 3 years into his time in the league with the Saints.
Yeah.
Traded a first-round pick to the Saints for Brandon Cooks. They bring Cooks in 2017. Cooks has a good year. He has like 65 catches, 1,100 yards. He had a game-winning touchdown against the Texans that year in Deshaun's rookie year. And then Brandon Cooks wanted to get paid.
Yeah.
So what did the Patriots do? They traded him to the Rams for a first-round pick and let the Rams pay him. So it was basically they got Cooks on a one-year sort of rental type of thing. Yes, if they want to keep him long-term, you're going to have to pay him. Probably pay him more than Nico Collins.
Yeah.
But you're not helping. And I think Garrett Wilson wants to get out of New York so badly that he would be cool just getting out and playing with C.J. Stroud and playing it out this year and without agitating for a contract right away.
Uh-huh.
Most receivers don't get a contract after the third. Ja'Marr Chase didn't.
Yeah.
Ja'Marr Chase is still waiting on a contract.
Yeah.
So if you were – now it takes two to tango. You got to find a team to trade him to afterwards if you don't want to pay him.
That's a big – okay, so – and now this is the thing, too.
Because the Patriots recouped everything.
If he plays really well – then you've got the opportunity to trade him for a first-round pick that might be better than the 25th overall pick.
And even if it's not, who cares?
I do. Yeah, because you're in that scenario, you are also sacrificing 1 year of a futures bet on a prospect that could have been in the system for an entire year there. So I feel like I want to get something back, like for the time value of the draft pick. That if he plays really well, then maybe there's a team out there that has a pick in the mid-first round or the upper half that wants to trade their first round or the potential for it. I don't know. I'm so burned on the marquee value of having those three wide receivers at the beginning of last year and realizing, getting knocked back into the fundamentals of things where, all right, man, there's 11 guys on the offense.
Yeah, I don't – this is what I would say to you on that is don't get caught up in last year's three wide receivers. This is a huge need for this team now. Diggs is a luxury.
It's a need to have a second wide receiver that you feel good about.
Sure.
It's not a need to have an ethereally talented wide receiver that you feel good about. And I think because Garrett Wilson is that guy.
Oh, yeah.
I think he's just been in a bad situation.
Yeah.
I don't – like, look, and not that it can't work out. Obviously, the Eagles have a couple of really good high-paid wide receivers on their offense. But they don't have a quarterback who's as good of a pure quarterback as C.J. Stroud. I think C.J., when he's playing well and when he's protected, can do more without having to have
– he doesn't need Devontae Smith and A.J. Brown.
Yeah. That's not necessarily the driver of the offense.
That's all fair, and I agree with what you're saying. Like I in my mind, I'm going, man, what was another situation like this where a team traded a wide receiver after 3 years and then the team that traded for him didn't have to pay him, and it was the Patriots with Caserio there.
Yeah.
And that's where if they did make a trade for Garrett Wilson, I don't want him giving up two first-rounders.
Uh-huh.
I don't want him giving up these monster godfather packages that teams gave for Devontae Adams and Tyreek Hill and the packages that were being talked about if Minnesota had decided to trade Justin Jefferson. I'm cool with trading 25. I'm cool with mixing in a pick next year because you can find a way to get picks the following year, whatever. For the intrigue of you have him for a year, and then if you're able to flip it and get some picks back, it's basically like a one-year rental.
Yeah. That's
I'm more of the,
I'm not against it.
I'm more open to it, is what I'm saying.
Yeah, you're more open to it.
Yeah.
I guess that second pick, I still don't want to relinquish that either. I'm being stingy with my picks now because the Texans had a wealth of picks, and then they got Will Anderson, and that was totally worth it. But I just, when you start to get too aggressive all the time and trading away all your picks, do we want to go down the Rams road, which was successful for them? And the Rams, what the Rams did was they didn't have high draft picks, but they had a lot of really good mid-round picks that they drafted.
They've been amazing.
That they used really, really effectively.
Yeah.
Okay, I might have to go back in and look at the Rams and talk myself into this that way.
Yeah. Casario was part of that text message. Jim Adler, the Texas Hammer text line. Casario is part of that Cooks deal. Let's see what he cooks up.
Shut up, Romo. That texter knows that the worst thing about Romo.
The quotes around Cooks,
the worst
too.
Thing, and I've enjoyed Romo more as a broadcaster this last year. I don't know what it is or why. Maybe I'm just less of a D-bag. But until that Bills playoff game where Romo was convinced that he was the first person that thought to say something about James Cook's cooking or let James cook. It was that him delivering it exactly like your annoying uncle was bothering the hell out of me.
Like, am I right?
I bet he was slapping Jim Nance's shoulder.
Sure.
Did you get it?
For
Did
sure.
you get it? His
for
last
sure.
name is Cooks.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing.
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's. So thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code FLEX at checkout. That's harrys.com, code FLEX. Enjoy.
Text message. Good morning, guys. Let's keep in mind that Nico Collins is our number one wide receiver, and he also missed games last year due to injuries. He has a history of getting hurt.
That's a good point, my friend.
That's a counterpoint to the. That's a counterpoint to the. We just need Nico and some blue collar guys.
All right. Okay. What's the expected trade value for Garrett Wilson?
I think Schatz is.
I mean, it's all over the place these days.
I think if someone were to trade for Wilson, it starts with this year's first round pick.
Yeah.
For whoever's trading.
And it might be that the Texans' first round pick isn't valuable enough. I mean, that might be
the Jets,
which is a pretty good indication that that maybe it is a good idea because there's somebody out there with a higher than 25th overall pick that might that might be able to pluck him. Because then, so if it's a, I feel like that's an unrealistic trade because I think Garrett Wilson will probably get more than the, what was the other pick in it?
A day two pick next year.
Yeah, the 20,
so two or three.
I think there's somebody that'll give up a first rounder and either a mid rounder this year that for Garrett Wilson.
Okay. Yeah, we'll see. Draft Emeka Ogbuka, someone says. I mean, yeah, that's the flip side of the argument is the argument for Garrett Wilson is he's a known commodity, and in a good offense, boy, what kind of numbers could he put up? How much easier could Nico and Garrett Wilson make life for each other out there in what we hope is a much improved and just a smarter-looking offense?
That was the warped justification, which at least on one sense made level for the DeAndre Hopkins trade, is that, hey, there's lots of good second round prospects in the draft this year.
Yeah.
That turned out to be true. Yeah. Guess what the Texans didn't do? They didn't draft they drafted a defensive tackle who lasted 1.5 seasons on the team.
Yeah, they drafted Ross Blacklock.
A player who will be a valuable player for the Texans for a long time was the way that they framed it at the time.
I hate that memo so much. Text message, no first rounder for Garrett Wilson. F that. Okay, well, you feel strongly about that.
Yeah, okay, so. I think if you put the poll, put the Pender poll up that way.
Okay.
You do this now, Sean, or at least during the break.
During the break, yeah.
Would you rather do that Garrett Wilson trade or just simply draft a wide receiver at number 25 overall? Okay. I think a lot of people are going to go with the draft a wide receiver number 25 overall.
I agree. And again, I am not for trading Garrett Wilson and then at the end of next year just unconditionally dropping $30 million a year on him.
I know, but you're up for trading for him and then trading him away immediately, which I appreciate what you're doing in bringing up the Brandon Cook scenario.
Yeah.
It's not like that's a standard scenario.
Well,
I don't think
you'd
go into it thinking our plan is to just trade him away next year.
No. I acknowledge it takes two to tango. I get that. Yeah, I get that. Now, I think there'd be a market for him.
It feels to me like you're like if we were spouses, you're coming to me trying to point out like, hey, you know, I know one family that's swingers and they get along great, and I'm sitting here, I'm like, all right, maybe that works for them, but I just don't think it's right, and like I feel like you're leading me down the wrong path.
It does
here,
work
Sean.
For some people. Does it? It does end up working.
It worked for Belichick.
He kept him.
He's
really
a swinging
happy.
Fella.
He kept him happy.
Yeah,
Sean, you're doing another Stephon Diggs. I don't think so. Garrett Wilson is like 23 or 24 years old. Diggs was an older player who was already expensive.
I think with Garrett Wilson, though, if I trade for Garrett Wilson, I understand that scenario you're talking about can happen.
Yeah.
There's no way I bother with the trade, though, unless I'm thinking, because he is a younger player, hopefully this works out and we're going to keep him around
long-term.
You need
to be open to the likelihood that you need to plan for the fact that the contract for him might be the best scenario.
Yeah.
And how does that affect the way you build out the rest of the roster?
And all the other money you're spending everywhere else.
Yeah.
And all the other guys that have to get paid.
Not to get too nerdy, or how much you embrace starting to shove a lot of money into voidable years on guys. Like the Eagles have $400 million in future, like, voidable years. Like, the Eagles won a Super Bowl. They are sitting on massive salary cap credit card debt.
Yeah.
They've robbed so much money from future years to field this team. If you're comfortable doing that, then these are the types of deals you can make. You know?
They should just follow my advice, which has worked out horribly for me, is I just plan for hyperinflation at some point.
Mm-hmm.
I hope that there's some kind of huge cataclysmic event to where we have hyperinflation, and then the cap just becomes, you know, the NFL salary cap will follow it by a year or two, but you'll be bailed out eventually. All your debts will basically be like worthless pieces of paper. Yes.
So someone said when Seth learns how to put polls up, it's over. Over, LOL.
I know how to put up polls. I just choose not to do it.
Yeah. Well, you get all the replies and everything, you know.
I know. I feel guilty.
You don't need that.
I don't need that. Yeah. I got eliminating distraction, Sean, in my life. That is what eliminating choice.
Someone said you're such a prude.
Come on, Seth.
You won't do the Garrett Wilson.
I feel like you don't love me. You know, if you're open to new things, maybe it would help our relationship, Seth.
Someone's saying I need to swing a new co-host in here from time to time, just to get you adjusted to the swinger's life. That's funny. Too many T's in Garrett Wilson's name. Would never do it.
Yeah, too many consonants in general. Does he have two R's and two T's?
I think he does. I think he's got two R's and two T's.
Yeah, it's tough, man. You gotta go, like, limit get the. I don't feel like you
Eric
should be
allowed. Eddie's got two R's and two T's, and he's delightful.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's still too many. There should be one R and two T's.
Let's tell him that today if we see him in the clubhouse. Hey, consonant boy.
I mean, both of them are. You could do without one of each.
Yeah.
One R and one T. You know, you're still going to pronounce it Eric Eddie.
It's very gluttonous. Yeah. Having all these consonants in there. Very much so. All right, paint
a picture. That comes from a time whenever his, you know, back in the day, that was extra ink that people had to spend.
Yes. Yeah. On a quill.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, Payne and Pendergast. We were out at the Astros.
They must have been rich folk.
Astros game yesterday. And we got to see the future, possibly. We'll hear from the future, possibly. Cam Smith. And a whole lot more good stuff yesterday. And we'll start to take a look ahead to what we're going to be having an eye on today out at the Nationals and the Astros. We'll do that coming up.
Hey, sports fans, it's Mason Crosby.
And Reese Crosby. If you enjoy football, and brotherly banter, be sure to check out Kicking It with the Crosbys.
Here's some stories from my NFL playing days, goofy conversations about everyday life, giving you entertaining lessons on the pitches across the pond, fun, relatable guests, and what it means to live life on purpose.
New episodes drop every Tuesday and Thursday. Be sure to subscribe to Kicking It with the Crosbys on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.